Okay, folks, there's a lot of questions I'm getting about going to the RV appointment. And so this is just a little refresher. And so I'm just going to go over this document and hopefully this will answer your questions. So before you go to the RV, you need to set your RV meeting appointment. So we're assuming that you're going to go to the SafeLink website, you're going to register. Answer a few multiple co choice questions about yourself. And most of these questions will come from public records that you'll get when you get your 800 number. Most of this information that I'm putting out, it may or may not be correct. We don't know for sure how any of this is going to go. And basically, this is just my best guess based on how I have confirmed who I am to other people, through other businesses. So I'm using that as a base of information to speak from. So I'm assuming that once you call the 800 number, you'll be transferred to the appropriate center for your zip code. So make sure you know where you want to, the zip code for the area that you want to do your RV in. You should have a printed document that is ready for you to fill out when you set your appointment. And this is going to have pre-written information on it, like your name, the amount of currency you have, the types of currency you have, not the amount or the value, and other different questions you want to ask that is already written on that document. You should have that printed out before you even make the phone call. Don't do it on the computer because the last thing you want to do is to be focused on typing something when you should be listening. So set your appointment. Unless you need to have an appointment where somebody comes to you. Now, we've been told that for those that are infirm or unable to travel, that they can have an appointment with somebody comes to see them. If that's the case, ask if you can have that appointment. If not, ask for, I think you need to ask for a supervisor, but that may not be true. It may be that you just say, hey, I've got an illness that I cannot get there. I don't have a vehicle. I'm not wealthy. Any, whatever the reasons are, let them know and they should be able to handle it. If you need back-to-back appointments because you're going to go with your husband and you guys are going to go in differently, or you're going to go with your children or your friend, ask for back-to-back appointments if you so need them. And then make sure you document those appointments. Make sure you reach out to the person who is supposed to be going on the other appointment. If you're a United States citizen or you have any kind of extenuating circumstances, ask any specific questions you have during your time on that phone. Like you might want to ask what banks are going to be there. You might want to ask if there's going to be trust management companies there. You might want to ask if there's private bankers there. Any kind of question that you think you want to ask, have that written down so you can remember to ask it. On the document you've printed, there is a place for you to write down your appointment time and place. Actually, write that down. Don't think, oh, I'm going to remember it, because you're going to have adrenaline running. So you want to just actually write it down so you have all the instructions that you need. You're going to prepare before you go, and the preparation you're going to do, the documents you're going to need are, I'm expecting these to be the things. Any documents that you have to take that you don't have the ability to print, you can handwrite them. It's not the preferred method, but it will work. Don't think that you can't go in with something handwritten because you can. So, you're going to want a Zim Redemption Program template. I've put those templates up. Where is the counting template of what how much you have in each type of bill? If you are going to do a handwritten talking points, that's the presentation talking points. I posted that the other day. If you are gonna agree to talk about things that you need documented, this is for programs, projects, that kind of thing, you'd need an affidavit of fact sample. If you don't know what an affidavit of fact sample is, then I guarantee you, you don't need one. You don't want one. But if you do know what it is, this is the time to put one together if you need one for your project. You might need to request a personal banking assistant if this is new to you and you're overwhelmed. You might want to take a revocable trust. If you do take a revocable trust, have it documented, notarized before your appointment, and bring the full copy and 3 copies of the signature appraised from the for the personnel at the center. And your certification of trust. The certification of trust says that you have a trust. It's the legal document that says you have a revocable trust. You want to bring individual tally sheets, the document that we put out for tallies. Each area can be individually printed. You don't have to print the front sheet. You can actually print each area individually. And then you're going to want to have the bond type and the currency type, and that's the ZIM verification forms. There's dates in the first lines of the trust and trustee information on that form if they need it. Actually, I'm going to remove that because I know that is that out. If you need an addendum to your NDA, if you need a power of attorney, your immediate needs list, and your 6-month budget. You're going to need a bank accounts documentation. It's a paper that you write down all your new accounts because we don't know if they're going to have you. Some gurus have said you're going to need a different account for each currency. Others say they will be commingled. We don't know which way it is. So bring a bank accounts documentation sheet. That's a document that I posted earlier. It says the bill name and the account number and the savings account that's attached if you have a savings account. At your appointment, what to bring, things to know. Do not use the words investment or the expression of cashing in because that's not what this is. This is a simple exchange and a redemption for ensuring that no taxes will be levied. So you need to use the right words so you don't get caught with taxes. Plan to dress nicely or professionally, your choice of comfort level. Talked about the care in dressing and how to dress nicely, even if you are unable to afford professional dress. It's a whole document about that you can look at. Plan appropriate measures to arrive on time and safe. You don't want to get there more than 10 minutes early. So drive past there, drive around there, not back and forth, just once to make sure you know where you're going. The other thing that you can do is get on Google and take the little Google man and have the little Google man walk the path so you know exactly where to go. Make sure you're familiar with appointment, location, and parking. You need to leave early. Make sure you're going to plan for possible traffic or parking issues. Make sure you bring all your bonds and currency. Make sure they're sorted by the smallest to the largest, because they're going to go in a dealer room machine, and that's the way dealer room machine goes, is they work from the smallest to the largest. Realize that you may have currencies that are not currently exchangeable, and if so, you'll be given an SKR, that's a safekeeping receipt. Don't argue.
Your money is the safest with the bank that you're going to or the exchange center you're going to, because they're not going to have a house fire, you know? They've given you a safekeeping receipt. So you get that money once you get that receipt. If you can bring a calculator, use a blue ink pen and paper. We've been told, sometimes we're told that there's no phone allowed. Sometimes they're told we're gonna have a phone, but you have to put in airplane mode. I don't know how they're gonna set it up. Just be aware it could be either way. Just remember the most important thing, this first meeting is a redemption and an exchange meeting only. We've been told it's gonna be anywhere from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. This is not the time to ask questions on how to handle your wealth. You're going to bring to your appointment, you're going to bring your address of your appointment, the time of your appointment, your two different photo IDs, two different utility bills if possible. And then make sure all those documents are in a binder or in a folder or in a special place that you're ready to take it all when you walk out of the house. Get it set up first, okay? Now, you have to understand also that the exchange centers may have their own versions of any of these different types of documents. Just go with the flow. Identification requirements are the same for anyone joining in your trust in your at the meeting. So if you're going to have multiple people be on your bank accounts, then that's required at the meeting. There is a possibility that that will not happen. There's a possibility that there's only one person per account. We don't know how it's going to go. Understand the seriousness of your NDA. Please remember all calls, text messages, and voicemails. They're probably going to be logged and recorded. I would suggest you get rid of all social media and get rid of all the forums that you're on because they're going to be monitored. There's going to be an agreement by discussing RV exchanges and their appointments and their redemptions. That's what your agreement is what you're not going to be talking about. Only those with a definite need to know should be added to your NDA exclusion list. People can know you have a project or money, but they just cannot be told what your source of funds are. You don't want to share confidential information with your friends and family, and even telling your kids puts you at risk, so just don't do it. Remember, everything you text, write, or say can be used against you. What will happen at the first meeting? Well, be respectful. Think like it's an interview. Don't expect to negotiate rates no matter what anybody tells you. Upon your arrival and entry into the center, you need to identify yourself, hand in your background sheet if you make one, show your identification and your address verification. You're going to be asked to sign an NDA. Don't know where in the process you will. If you have an NDA exclusion list, give them one at that time. If you need a personal banking assistant, first, get in, give them that request. We assume you'll be taken to watch a 3-minute video to explain the process. Hold on, I didn't get the right words in here. Boom, bada boom, bada boom, bada boom. There we go. Let's do this one too. Then you'll be escorted to your appointment meeting. There should be two or more people in there. There should be a point person handling your redemption and a wealth manager or a relationship banker or possibly both. Ask which one right in the beginning, which one is there to help you answer questions. Let them know you have Zim and currency and you have a project. Let them know if you have Zim bonds and currency and if you have it. And let him know if you don't have a project to present. And at that point, give the bank officer copies of your trust and certification. Currency exchange. If you don't have any current, if you don't have currency, then skip to the section about bonds, SIM or bonds. So it explains the steps of giving the currency. And then the bonds with project. Let's get this. Is that correct? Oh. Nope. That back. You can give them your bonds and your tally sheet after they've authenticated and counted the bonds. No, I want to remove that because I don't think I like this. I don't think this is current anymore, this part. The thing is that we have gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Over what they're going to have us do and what they're not going to have us do. So we just don't know, folks. So let's get this off of there. Let's get this off of here. Yeah, because bank perks, is it? That's not going to be right. Okay, so this, we need all that to be there. Okay, so this, all that. Let's go back here. There we go. All right, now this is correct. So this is the ZIM with projects. It goes through the exact same part of verifications and then the talking points that you want for your ZIM. Let's see. So you're going to give the ZIM bonds and the tally sheet. After they've authenticated and counted your bonds, give them the verification form that shows the bonds were authenticated and the total amount of the exchange in the United States notes to complete and sign. This is the part where you want it. Then the next part is give a brief overview of your project. And if you've got the ZIM presentation talking points document, go ahead and bring that out and just read off of it. That way you don't have to think off the top of your head. You've already got your words there for you. If you're able to speak extemporaneously, go ahead and give your project at this point. They may ask you for this information at different times, so please just remember to be flexible. Give them an immediate needs list and plan on the next step to handle the items on the list. Request that they flag all your accounts as access restricted to non-essential bank personnel and non-training, no testing flag. You should get a special debit card, probably like a black card or something along that lines. We're not sure what, but it is going to be a special use card. Some say it might be the Quantum Financial card. We don't know yet. Get all copies of all forms signed by you and anybody else that it is at the center personnel. Make sure you get those signed copies and take them home with you. Ask for business cards from everybody if that's possible. And ask for a secure laptop for banking use. So you can monitor your accounts and move funds. Make sure you know how to access your accounts before you leave. Verify you have receipt and verification of your money on your debit card or deposit slip for each currency and ZIM account opened. Make sure you have clean and clear certificates to verify your funds are legal. Make a second appointment with either them or an appointment with your trust company, private banker to become a client if you haven't already done that. So, save as, browse, going to the RV. And we're going to put the date on this as 10/10.15.23. That way, this recording will match the document. And going to the RV. I'll post this up and we'll end this recording.
Good luck. Go out there and kick ass, get money, and make a humanitarian project that everyone is going to be proud of you for. May God bless you.